That's what we're going to learn tonight. So tonight we're all going to be learning about the Meneira, the Jewish Meneira. There are seven branches. There's Ashkenazim and Sephardim. There's Chassidim and Litvish people. In Sephardim itself, you have Bukhari, and what do we speak about? And Kafkazi, right? And there's many more, right?
Many more.
Ashkenazim, there's many Chassidim, there's so many different ones, right? Is it a problem? I love to ask, is it a bug or is it a feature, right? When you know, a bug means something's wrong with it. A feature is something special about it. Is the division in Jews a bug or a feature?
I always say a seven-man band is much nicer than a woman.
There we go. And they all have to have different instruments. Seven pianos is nothing.
Correct.
Seven pianos is you wasted six people's talents. Seven different instruments, that turns a one-man band to an orchestra. So that's what we're learning. There's not a bug, chas v'shalom, there's so many types of yidden. It's a feature. The Eibishter has a beautiful menorah of seven different branches, at least seven different types of Jews, types of personalities, types of communities, types of strengths. And we're going to learn tonight, because tonight is the Thursday night of the Parshas Baal Leischa, at least in Galus and Eretz Yisrael already by Shlach, but in the rest of the world we're Baal Leischa. And this week, Baal Leischa, we learn about the Meneira. The first Parsha of this week, the first part of this week's Parsha is about Baal Leischa, which is about the Meneira. We ready? There's a copy there. Yeah? Mesti? Okay. Come. Chapter 1. The Haftarah of Parshas Baal Leischa states, I saw, and behold, a menorah of all gold. This refers to Jewish people. Collectively, all Jews constitute a menorah of all gold. We are all a golden menorah. In Zechariah's vision, right? This is Zechariah's vision is the Haftarah. The menorah has seven lamps. Similarly, as explained in detail in Chassidus, there are different spiritual paths among the Jewish people. There is at least seven different lamps, seven different branches, seven different types of Jewish people. Why seven? It's very simple. There are those whose path follow the vector of kindness, of chesed, while the path of others follow the vector of gevura, might. This pattern continues, including seven distinct paths. We know there are seven middos. So there could be seven different paths, and there are seven different paths, and that's what makes the beautiful Meneira. These correspond to the seven lamps of the Meneira. Their common denominator is that they are all lamps. They all illuminate the Beis HaMikdash. Moreover, the intent goes beyond merely illuminating the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, light would spread to the entire world. For this reason, the Beis HaMikdash had windows that were narrower on the inside and wide on the outside. I want to pause a second to explain this. If you go there to Israel, if you go to Israel, or for the matter, if you go to any other old country, old state, old city, old place where there's old houses or buildings, you see all the windows. There was never glass in the window, but the windows were openings in the holes in a wall made of blocks or stone. And you'll notice there's always that it's narrow on the outside and gets wider on the inside. Why? The idea was you want to take light from outside and you want it to illuminate the house. So you want it to take, so it needs to be lesser from there and more as it goes in, it spreads to the inside. There's one building in the old way of constructing that it was the other way around, the Beis HaMikdash. It was narrow from the inside and wide on the wide side. And the spiritual idea behind that was because the Beis HaMikdash was not one the light from outside to illuminate the Beis HaMikdash. The point was, let the light of the Beis HaMikdash illuminate the rest of the world. So it needed to be, it's what's called Shkufim Atumim, the other way around. To take the Menorah, because it was going outside. So when, don't just think of the Menorah like a lamp, like a chandelier for the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the Menorah as a chandelier for the whole entire world. Because the Beis HaMikdash is bringing light to the whole entire world. The design of these windows differed from that of all other houses. Typically, windows are made so the light should enter from the outside into the house. In the Beis HaMikdash, the opposite was true. Light in the Beis HaMikdash was spread outside, outward to the entire world. This was the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, to illuminate the entire world. Who provided the light? The lamps, which is the Jewish souls. The neshamas of the Yidden are Hashem's lamps in the world. True, there are different types among Jews, and every Jew must serve Hashem with his particular talents, as implied by the Mishnah's teachings. I was created only to serve my Creator. Every person was created with the unique talents he possesses, so that he can serve Hashem with those very talents. However, all Jews share a common denominator. They're all lamps. They all illuminate. The difference between them lies only in the nature of their approach. Divine service of some follow the path of chesed, kindness, which is suited to their talents and skills. The divine service of other follows the path of gura, which is expressed through stringencies and is clothed in strict judgment, as best suits their abilities. The differences, however, merely pertain to the approach they follow, whether their kindness or might. However, the goal of their divine service is the same, to illuminate. It's a fascinating concept. Don't think one person's job is to illuminate, and one person's job is to make it dark or something else. The Menorah, entire Menorah illuminates. Right? The entire seven-piece band is to bring music. It's one goal. They're united to make music. They are different with paths of how to play their instrument so that their part makes the whole thing together. But everyone, it's only, so if we're both members of a band, where are we similar? We're both singing the same notes, the same sound, and the same song. Where are we different? You're using your fingers, and I'm using I'm blowing ear. You're playing a violin, and you're doing drums. But it's just how, it's not what, and it's not the goal. Yidin's job is to be lamps, to illuminate. Ready? You know, I always say this verse. Hashem is the builder, of the owner of the house. We are the lamps in the house. And we could be on or off. Nothing else could be on or off. Everything else, once it's built, you build the walls, it stays. Tiles stay. Walls stay. Sheetrock, stairs, furniture, everything stays. Huh?
It doesn't.
Something happens. But as long as you put it there, nothing happens, it's there. The lamp has always be on or off, on or off, on or off. Yeah. The only thing, doors, and nothing else is on or off. Furniture is not on or off. Floor is not on or off. It's on, and it stays on. A yid could either be on or off. We all have to be in the business of Baruch's business, basically. You're in the business of bringing light. When someone builds a building, they have to bring a lot of subs in, but when they need the lights, they call Baruch, right? So we are, the yidin is that. The yidin is the lamps, the electricity. Okay. Our job is to mach and lichtik, to illuminate. Now, chapter 2. Now, why the ultimate purpose of every yid is the same, to illuminate the world. Nevertheless, there's a great difference regarding whether the path one follows is characterized by gevurah, or whether, even initially, the path is characterized by chesed. With the latter approach, one does not need to struggle to see the positive intent. Instead, the purpose of this path is immediately evident. Even in a revealed manner, anyone can see this is a path in accord with loving your fellow as yourself. That was the path of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, who lit the Menorah. Aaron was Oyev Sabrius or Mekarvan LaTorah, one who loves all created beings and brings them close to the Torah. As Alter Rebbe explains, the wording of the Mishnah is precise. Aaron showed love even to Briyas, created beings, people who possessed no positive qualities whatsoever, only deficiencies. Their sole virtue was that they were Briyas, they were created by Hashem. Aaron drew down love even to them. Understand? Why does the Torah say, Oyvas Abriyas, loves creatures, loves the creations? Because there's nothing good about them. You know the people, you know people that have nothing good about them? Such people aren't loved. There was not a single good thing. The only thing that was good about them was that they were created by Hashem. Other than that, they only had chesroinus. They had no milus. Only deficiencies. No positive traits.
Mosquito.
And yet, Aaron loved them, and that's the path of a yid. We have to be the Menorah. We have to look up at Aaron, who lights the Menorah, to love everybody, even if they only have
Aaron.
Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. It is significant that this love was not only his goal, but also the means he chose to achieve that goal. In other words, even in a revealed manner, his path was loving all created beings, and through this he brought them close to the Torah, making them Torah observant Jews. This was also the approach of the Rabbeim, Chabad Rabbeim, the leaders of the Chabad movement, including my revered father-in-law, the Rebbe Royatz. Their work was to light the lamps of Jewish souls. Within every Jew exists the candle of Hashem, the soul of man. However, there are some who wait until another person lights this candle within them. This is the mission and task of Jewish leaders, to kindle the candle of Hashem, the soul of man, that exists within every Jew. As mentioned, there are seven different types of Jewish souls, seven types of candles to be lit. The approach taken by the Chamad Rebbeim in general, by my revered family, Rabbi Yatz in particular, was that their love was expressed openly. Not only was their goal to bring light, even the path to achieving their goal was conducted in a luminous manner by drawing people close to pleasant ways. They kindled the candle of Hashem, the soul of man, in all types of Jews. I once gave a shiur at someone's house in the heart of Flatbush. And a man, when I finished speaking, came over to me and says, you know what's wrong with Chabad? You know what's wrong with Lubavitch? That's only love, only love, only love. You talk to people and all you talk about is love. Hashem loves you, love Hashem. It's all love, 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 love. And he was yelling at me publicly. It was like really bad because I was even sure he was just yelling. He was saying, if you want to be real to the people that you're drawing them closer to Hashem, tell them the truth. Tell them about Gehenna. Tell them that they're gonna burn. Tell them what's wrong. How bad it is to do a sin. Don't just speak love and good and mitzvah and just do a mitzvah. Don't worry about it. Hashem loves you. Your unconditional love. No, tell them what's going to happen. Scare them also. Tell them the fact. Don't avoid scary topics.
It's Israeli.
This is what happened to me. But here is the Rebbe's answer to that. The Rebbe is saying, we see that Aaron HaKohen, whose role was to light the menorah, which is making sure that every single chapter, every single branch, every single type of Yid, chapter of the Jewish people, every kind of person, right? We have a whole bunch of like branches. Literally, by the way, branches has two meanings. Branches of Menorah, and then Yidden have many branches. Many different, like a community, an organization has many branches, right? So Chabad, Jewish people, have many branches. What's the point? The point is that no matter which part of the Jewish people we are, we're so many different types, but Hashem wants all of us to be part of the Menorah. We're supposed to be seven different parts that make a Menorah. And Aaron HaKohen makes sure that what? That every single lamp is lit up. How did Aaron do it? Only with love. Just with love. Not just. Sometimes there are parents or teachers who really have love, but they don't show their love. They think it's important to be strict. It's out of love, they'll tell you. But first, but what you see is strictness.
Is that the right way?
That's what people see. Right, what?
We're raising kids. That's the right way?
The Rebbe is saying that the path we learn from Torah is to only show love, only positive reinforcement. Only tell your kid when he did. Don't tell him when he did something wrong. Hey, that was wrong. When he did it right, say that was right. And then he's gonna want to do it again right because he knows that his father's gonna point on the rightness of it. Don't say what's wrong to hope he won't do it again. Show him when he did it right, and then he'll want to do that again. Just positive. And that's the path of Aaron HaKohen. How does the entire Menorah get lit up? Seven different lamps. Doesn't matter what kind of Yid you are. How do we get the entire Menorah to be lit up? Through Aaron HaKohen. Moshe and Aaron were very, very different. But Moshe was not the one who lit the Menorah. Aaron was. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's role? Moshe Emes. He's the man of truth. Truth can hurt sometimes. Often we say truth hurts, right?
Yeah.
What did Aaron do? He deviated from the truth sometimes. He didn't keep to the truth, but he kept kindness. So truth can hurt, which means truth can be unkind very, very often. Kind, loving, means that occasionally you'll deviate from the truth to be loving.
There's definitely a cancer. The cancer baby.
And Aaron HaKohen teaches us that Aaron HaKohen's role, what do we love Aaron? To deviate from the truth. To deviate from the truth for the sake of love.
Prepare the candle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What happened? What did Aaron HaKohen do? He would go to partners who separated from, you know, separated from each other, and he would say, your partner wants to make peace with you. And it was a lie. Husband and wife who separated, he would go to the husband and say, your wife just told me that she wants to reconnect with you. And it wasn't true. But for the sake of peace, for love, for kindness, for that sake, he deviated from the truth. It wasn't a straight out lie. Every single Jew really wants to connect. He's able to pull, you know, figure out how to say it. But that's how he said it. And he brought peace. And that's why he says when he passed away, the men and the women cried. But Moshe doesn't say that. Because he was truth, and truth can hurt sometimes. But Moshe Emes, Moshe is a man of truth. Aaron is a man of Ava, of Chesed, of love. Even if it doesn't mean the complete truth. But we're talking about to get the entire world lit up, all the Yidden should be lit up, we have to do, the Menorah has to be lit up, the seven different branches. But Aaron HaKohen is the one who does it.